I can remember a time when I was in darkness, and the world of religion I was in had nice, cute little devices to get someone saved. One of the soul witnessing winning gimmicks they employed was the Romans Road. It gave you a way where you could lay out the path to someone's salvation very easy without having to know very much. You could actually hand them a track. They even asked the question, would you like to follow the Romans Road to salvation? But just so you know, salvation is now as easy as clicking a button on your computer. You can take this Romans Road online, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say this because I looked at it because I couldn't remember what it was about. And they said, have you made a decision for Christ because of what you have learned through the Romans Road to salvation? If so, please click on the I have accepted Christ today button below. Of course, there is a disclaimer. You have to have the internet before you can do this. So I guess you're just out of luck if you don't. What this world concentrates on is on man and ultimately depends on man and his choice. That's what this world is. No matter what gimmick they have. The problem is they never tell you who Christ is because they don't know who Christ is. Yes. And they are never honest about who man is because they don't know what they are or what man is. Now, I understand why this is the case. I was completely there at one point in time, but I was wrong as well. If you would, turn with me to John 14. Joe kind of mentioned this. John 14 and verses 5 through 7. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. I want to try to speak about who Christ is, and I'm going to try to do this by speaking of Christ and what he says in this passage. The way, the truth, and the life. When I'm done, and you still want to look for such a way, if anybody out there wants to look at such a way as the Romans Road, I suppose you can go that way. I pray God change your mind about that, and not just me telling you this. I don't want to really change someone's mind by my words. I do want their mind to be changed by God. Because if God changes your mind, then no one else will change it to think something else by better words than mine, of their wisdom. Salvation is by Christ and not by words. Amen. God may use words of men, but it is God that gives the increase, and it certainly is not by someone being able to explain it real well. There are men who can do a very good job at explaining God's word, and I'm thankful for that. But no matter how good or how bad someone preaches the truth, it is God that gives the increase. Amen. But the word spoken will be God's truth, not just any words. God will not use lies to bring someone to Christ. God will cause you to love his word. So what does his word say? First, he says he is the way. What do we know about this word way and about Jesus Christ being the way? First of all, the word means road, route, or means. So right off, we can see the road to be on is Jesus Christ. Because this right here, Christ himself says, he is the road. Jesus Christ is the only road, route, or means of getting to God.
Yes, sir.
Any other road you might be on will lead you to damnation. Here in our passage, it is specifically about his people knowing where he is going and how to get where he is going. This is salvation. To be where he is salvation. Christ is the way because he made the way. The road that had to be traveled was the road to keeping the law of God perfectly. He had to do this so that he would be a spotless sacrifice. Without this, our sins being laid on him would have not accomplished anything. The sacrifice of God has to be as God Almighty specifies, and it has to be without spot and without blemish.
Amen.
1 Peter 1:19 says, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. This way of God, Jesus Christ, is perfect. No other way is perfect. This way is so perfect, or he is so perfect, that he is our protection. This way, if you are on it, will keep you safe from all who will come at you in unrighteousness. Psalm 18:30 says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. If you trust him, then how God says he is, if you trust him, then know that God says he is your protector. This way is safe. If you do not trust him and trust in your own way is man's way. And Scripture says in Proverbs 1:31, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices.
Yes.
These are those who, when God sends you his glorious gospel of his dear Son and you reject it, he will not help you in your time of need. He will laugh at you in that time. You continue to refuse God's dear Son, and there might just come a time when you seek God, and he will not hear you. Read Proverbs 1 sometime. Man's way is not of God. It will not get you to God, and it will not keep you with God. Proverbs 16:25 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Only God and his way can get you to God to be where he is. Now, Jesus Christ is the truth. And this word means truth. You know, Pilate asked, what is the truth? He asked this to Christ. Maybe you or someone listening to me might ask, what is the truth? Or how do you know you preach the truth? If you are preaching Jesus Christ, then you are preaching the truth. Jesus Christ tells us himself he is the truth. The truth is so absolute that it is embodied in a person. There is only one truth because there is only one Jesus Christ. Does that mean if you have a message and you say the name, or if you're just talking to someone and you say the name Jesus Christ, that you are preaching the truth? No. We are told there will even be false Christs that come. In Matthew 24:24 it says, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Christ is who God says he is in Scripture. First of all, Christ is God. He is the very one with whom we have to do. Christ is come in the flesh. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, came down to this earth and was born of a woman in human flesh. He is no longer here. He has ascended to the right hand of the Father. Jesus Christ is that Messiah spoken as coming to be the substitute for his people and his people only. Since we know Jesus Christ is God, then who is God? So it is not just a matter of saying the name of Jesus Christ in proclaiming God's truth. Jesus Christ is truth itself. In order to know Him, you will have to bow down to Him and beg for mercy. If He wills, He will show you mercy and reveal Himself to you. If not, you will never know Jesus Christ of this Scripture. But He will cause you to love Him if you're going to love Him at all. We love Him because He first loved us.
Amen.
Jesus Christ even told some who believed on Him. It says in John 8:32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
Amen.
If the Son, therefore, in John 8:36, it says, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." So Jesus Christ is the truth, and it is He that shall set you free from the bondage of sin. There are many people who believe in Jesus. This scripture in John 8 testifies of this. However, they merely believed on Him and did not believe Him. Christ tells us here Himself that His Word has no place in them. God has never done anything for these individuals because they are of their father, the devil. These are men who, it says, believed on Jesus. So do you believe Jesus Christ? Do you love Jesus Christ? Do you bow down to Jesus Christ? The truth Himself must make you free, and if He does, you will be free indeed.
Amen.
One thing here about the truth that I want to mention. Truth means the way things actually are. Jesus Christ is the way things actually are.
Yes, sir.
There's not another truth. John 1:14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth."
Yes.
Where does truth come from? Scripture says that the law was given by Moses. Moses was a man. I know the law is holy, just, and good, but John says that the law was given by Moses. In John 1:17 it says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ."
Amen.
Truth came by Jesus Christ because He is truth. He tells us so. But if you want to know what truth really is, then get to know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Someone might ask, how do I do that? How do I get to know Jesus Christ? He in whom grace and truth comes by. I can just tell you I cannot do it. All I can do is tell you about Him. All I can do is tell you, come and see who this man is, Jesus Christ. And you have to bow down to Him. And you're only going to do that if He enables you to do that.
Right.
So then it says He also is the life. This word life means, and I know I'm getting pretty deep on these words, but this word life means life. But it's not theology, Joe, that we are concerned with, but Jesus Christ, a person that we are concerned about. He says in His Word that He is all of these things. Jesus Christ says He is life. Whatever life is, it is Jesus Christ because He says He is the life. Life only exists in Jesus Christ. What does that tell me? It tells me I want to be in Jesus Christ. Because outside of Jesus Christ is nothing but death and darkness. We can go about thinking or saying we have life, that we are doing things for God all day long. But if we are not in Christ, we are nothing but death. John 1:4 says, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men."
Yes.
My light is the life of Jesus Christ if I am in Him. Jesus Christ is my life and my light. I can look to many other places, doctrines, knowledge, friends, family, things. But if I do not have Jesus Christ, then I do not have life. Christ tells the Jews in John 5:39, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life." and they are they which testify of me. From Genesis to Revelation, the Scripture is testifying of Jesus Christ. You will get the most out of Scripture if you are truly looking for Jesus Christ in His Word. Because Jesus Christ is the Word personified. We are told by John in 1 John 1 that the Word, which is life, they personally heard, seen, and handled of Jesus Christ, who is life itself. 1 John 1 and 1 says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the Word of life.
Amen.
If you have Jesus Christ, you have life.
Yes.
Because He is life.
Yes.
You might have the right doctrine, but if you do not have Jesus Christ, you do not have life.
Right. Exactly.
What does that mean? You have nothing but death. 1 John 5 and 12 says, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. If you don't have life, it's death. Jesus Christ is now seated at the right hand of the Father till his enemies be made his footstool. Wherever Jesus Christ is will be heaven. You want to find your way to God? Jesus Christ is the only way to get there. He is not a bicycle you get on to ride. He is not a car you get in to drive. He is not a passage you memorize and know. He is not a button you push on an internet screen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. If you're going to get to God, it will be by and through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one who did the work to obtain salvation for His people. John 10:11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
Yes.
He did this at Calvary. God the Father was pleased with Him. As He tells us in our text, He went on to prepare a place for us so that where He is, we will be. There is only one way to get there, Jesus Christ. The path or way to God is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There is only one truth to get you there, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The directions or details about how to get there is Jesus Christ. There is only one ability to get there, Jesus Christ, who is life.
Amen.
The ability to get to God is Jesus Christ. Him being the way, truth, and life, we know that is all we need to be at peace with God.
Yes.
I pray God keeps me always seeing that Christ is all.
Yes.
If you have more than Christ, you have too much.
Yes.
If you have less than Christ, you have nothing.
Exactly.
Matthew 7:13 says, enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. If you are trying to bring anything of your own for salvation, it won't fit. It says here that broad is the way. This way to destruction is as wide as the number of inventions man has that they say you can get to God by. We know that man has a lot of ways. They think that they're right. But if your way is not God's way, the end of it will be death. This book testifies to that. So unless you are saying what God says, the way, the truth, and the life is, then you are a liar. Man's way is darkness so that he does not even know what it is that he stumbles at. But the ways of fallen man are abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 4:19 says, the way of the wicked is darkness. They know not whatat they stumble. When we preach here, the distinct sound you will hear is Jesus Christ is all. That is by God's grace what you will hear at this place. It is by God's grace what has been proclaimed here for 30 plus years. And that's not boasting in us or me. That is boasting in God, because it is all by His power and His ability. But this sound will either be a savor of death unto death to you, or it will be a savor of life unto life. Nothing else. It is never a savor of life to death or death to life. A Romans road or any other man-made gimmick will only lead you to men. You are on the wrong road. I cannot give you a formula for getting on the way of Jesus Christ. I can only tell you who He is as He has been revealed in Scripture. You have this word right in front of you, or I'm sure you have access to it if you don't have it with you right now. You can see that I have told you what is in Scripture, what it testifies of. Come see Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. I can only tell you to bow down to Him and ask for mercy. If He is pleased to do so, He will give mercy.
Amen.
Him being all, if He is pleased, by having mercy on you, being placed in Him, being in Him, you are in the right way, you are in the truth, and you have life. He says in His Word that all that come to Him, He will not cast out. All I can ask now is, what road are you on? Mason, will you lead us in prayer, please?
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. Thank you, O God, for your great mercies and grace toward thy people. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for thy word that we have heard spoken. Heavenly Father, let it by thy power of thy